Welcome back into the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce 20 Good Minutes series. We are excited to be joined by the lone mayoral candidate for the Boone election coming up in November. That is Tim Futrell. And Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Great opportunity here to talk to you today. We'll start with an easy question for you. First off, if you can introduce yourself and tell us why it is you have decided to run for mayor.
Absolutely. David, first off, thank you for having me. I appreciate this opportunity. And thank you for putting this together for all the candidates, actually, so that folks get a chance to hear us and listen to what our principles and our issues and our ideas are. My name is Tim Futrell. I am candidate for Boone Mayor. I really appreciated and enjoyed being a part of the county commission from 2008 to 2012 here in Watauga County, having experienced that in the past. I look forward to being able to serve again. Public service is a very important thing to me, and it has run in my family for years. So that was something I learned at an early age. No other actual candidates or elected officials in my family, but everyone did some volunteer work or did some type of what I consider to be public service for the community. So I look forward to carrying that through and seeing what we can get done for the folks of Boone.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction, and that will lead nicely into this first question as you talk about principles and things along those lines. From the mayor's seat, what would be some of your top priorities? And I kind of laugh a little bit if I say, if elected, again, you are the only one running for the position. So I think this is probably more of a preview than maybe a conversation about a candidacy. So what would be your top priorities?
Well, thank you for the question and the trust and confidence. I do still have to get through the election. So, and I've actually heard there may be a possibility of a write-in. So I'm not taking anything for granted. But with that said, my priorities are affordable housing, helping to strengthen and improve the town and county relationship so that we can be focused really on what accomplishments and what kind of progress we can make as two of the most important entities in the area together, working together for folks, and continuing renewable energy initiatives that we have in the town of Boone and in the area. Those are, I would say top three, but definitely the most, some of the most important.
Sticking on that theme of relationships for a moment, what are your thoughts on how the mayor can impact relationships with the town staff, with residents? Certainly the university community is a large constituent. And you also alluded to this, the county relationship as well. With your background, having served that group and trying to be a part of the town government now, how do you feel like you are going to be in position to help manage and foster those relationships moving forward?
Well, leveraging my experience with the county, I still have great relationships with county staff. I've actually already met with some members of the county staff and had some discussions with them as far as what their priorities and what they see as possible benefits and how the relationship between the town and the county can be more effective. Also, I've met with town staff and have really started talking to them about it's just been a kind of a get to know you phase, but it's also been some discussions on what they see as what the priorities have been for previous town councils. And what they see as, where we can get to work as soon as the new council takes shape. As mayor, you know, I have a unique position. I see it as I see it. I have something of you know, an ability to convey messaging to the citizenry of Boone, and really put myself out there and speak with folks and get their issues, what is important to them, what they see as priorities, and really use my office as a sounding board for them to push those priorities. You know, I really look at this as a position of public service. And I believe that public service is to find out what folks think are important as far as the direction that they want their town to move in and how I can best express that and push those priorities.
Sticking along the lines of accessibility, what does that look like from the mayor's position? Again, you know, one of the more visible members of the group overall, how would you position yourself for people to be able to get to you? And as you say, use yourself as a sounding board or agent of change or whatever they happen to need at the time.
Well, simply put, you know, I will be holding office hours in the town hall. And that will be, I will have that, you know, conveyed to the public in a way to where folks will know when I'm there, they can stop by and speak with me whenever they would like. I will have, I will be accessible through email and phone, of course. I have social media pages that folks will be able to access. I have a Facebook page, Tim Futrell for Boone Mayor. I have a Twitter page, Tim for Boone, and you know, and Instagram. Multiple ways for folks to be able to contact me, and I'm also going out and meeting with folks as well. You know, it's important to me that the onus is not all on the citizens to contact their the folks who wish to represent them, but also for us as you know, candidates and potentially elected officials to offer our hand and at least at the very least meet folks halfway in finding out what their issues are.
Tim, there's no secret that this council and town staff will have some major development projects to work through here over the next several years, and council and the mayor will have an opportunity to put their fingerprints on really how those projects end up getting parked ultimately from a planning perspective and developed. The two that I want to speak specifically about are the Bullock property and the redevelopment of Howard Street, some of the largest economic development projects that we've seen, and certainly Bullock property will add to municipal services. What are your goals for these projects, and how do you plan on seeking input from not only the citizenry of Boone that lives within the town limits, but also the growing number of folks that may live outside of the Boone town limits proper, yet drive in for work? They utilize these areas on a daily basis. How will you work to seek that consult as you ultimately put your stamp on these projects from the position from the mayor's spot, should you be elected?
Very good question. Thank you for asking. As I make my rounds on what I call a listening tour so far since I filed for my candidacy, I've spoken to a lot of folks, and I have thankfully gotten a lot of good response in, you know, me letting folks that know that I am running and that I intend to become the next mayor of Boone. A lot of folks tell me, though, that they don't live in town, so they can't vote for me. I say to that, well, you are here in town now. You are working in town. You do business in town. You have interests in town. Your thoughts, issues, and ideas are important to me as well, because anyone who lives in the area, anyone who commutes back and forth to Boone, These are folks who have vested interest in Boone. You know, they have kid. They might have kids in school. They might have. They might go to the university. They might work here full time. Those folks are very important, vital parts of our community as well, and they have a stake in economic development. The two projects that you mentioned, to me, it's again, I like to keep things pretty, you know, simple and focused as far as what I believe are the priorities. That is efficiency and being as effective as possible. So I'm a bit of a I consider myself a fiscal conservative. So what that means to me is that I keep a tight eye on the people's pocketbook. It is not my money, the tax dollars that we use and allocate, whether we get federal funding or whether it is, you know, sales or property tax dollars that we're using. So for the Bullock projects, for the Howard Street projects, for, you know, other multiple projects that we have, you know, street improvements. We're looking at introducing more solar and renewable energy into our grid, things of that nature. We need to be efficient. We need to be effective. We have a great town manager. We have a great town staff. They need support in focusing on these agenda items and making sure that we are efficient and effective. I would like to see them done as quickly as we can do them, but also as thoughtfully as we can do them, so that we can really get these projects accomplished and in a way that they benefit the community as a whole.
Speaking of that, that fiscal conservatism that you were talking about, obviously that's going to come up quite a bit as people discuss with you through your listening tour. And again, should you be elected, things that they would like to see the town implement that will obviously cost money. So with that said, what are some of your budget priorities coming into this that you'll likely bring to the table for discussion and things that you think resonate toward the top of the list right now as important items for the town to consider?
Well, one really important priority that I see is conservation of water usage and how we exactly how we decide how water is used. I believe that that's a very important resource. This is, you know, thankfully it is a resource that is readily available to us right now. But I see that as down the line becoming more and more of an issue as far as water allocation is concerned. I don't have all the answers and I don't pretend like I do, but what I do know is that we have folks in this area that are working on not only preservation of our vital natural resources, the conservation of that as well and how it can best be used for the community. So I would say natural resources as a whole, how we use those, how we, you know, allocate that, how we conserve it. Now, with that said, that doesn't mean that we can't use it. It just means that we have to be smart about how we use it. And, you know, being someone who has run businesses before, I understand how important just the very basics of running a business can be. And I like to think that I will be able to leverage that experience in a way to where I can be a friend to the business community and still be a friend to our environment and you know, our land usage, our water usage, our renewable resources, incorporating that more into the town usage as far as, you know, the utilities are concerned and energy, things of that nature. So that's one big priority, but...
Understandable. I'm going to save the most obvious question for the last one here. Certainly, the community continues to deal with the curveballs that are thrown at it by COVID-19, and that's been the case for the last 18 plus months now. You've got two big issues here. You've got certainly the health and safety side of the COVID pandemic, but you've also got the financial reality that the community continues to deal with there, as well as we look at the economic repercussions of what having a global pandemic can do to a community like ours. From your position as mayor, how would you intend to balance these two things in working with council to prioritize, again, not only the health and safety of citizens, but also understanding that there are real economic ramifications to the activity patterns that we have seen altered by this pandemic?
Yeah, it is, in fact, the issue of our times, isn't it? You know, I think that's been a very difficult job for the current town council and mayor. I actually think that they have done the best job that they can. I know that it's difficult to please all of those that are invested and all of those who have interests in the community. But I think in a lot of ways we're missing something that's very important, which is public safety has never really been such an issue as it is right now. I really want us to go back to the times when we understood and listened to the experts. We have amazing folks in our health services and public safety community in this area who are working really, really hard. I mean, around the clock in order to help keep us safe and help keep us healthy. And it's not just COVID. You know, I think folks are forgetting that there are other issues involved in the area here that they are having to deal with. So it is multifaceted. I've spoken with a lot of healthcare experts in the area. They, in some ways, I'm not going to put words in their mouth, but they breathe a sigh of relief when the government, the local government, is willing to make tough calls on the decisions in order to bolster what they believe to be what the facts and what the science tells us. God has blessed folks with the ability to understand science in a way that many of us don't. And I think that we should remember that, as we have in the past. So with that said, it's a difficult decision for our local leaders to make. But I think that they are making them, and I want to continue helping make those decisions. A lot of business leaders are saying that it makes it easier for them to have the tough conversations that they need to have with either their clientele or their customers or folks that they do business with. When they have that backup of local officials that are looking out for public safety, and I'm talking about things like wearing a mask and encouraging folks to get vaccinated. There's a lot of misinformation out there, but the information that is readily available and is accessible to folks is the information from the experts that we have been listening to for years and years. These are the same vaccines that helped us eradicate smallpox and help us curb chickenpox and things of that nature. So to finish up this thought, wearing a mask has been proven to help at the very least deter the spread of COVID-19, and especially what we have now, the Delta variant. And it's just a fact that folks who are vaccinated are not getting as sick or dying of the vaccine of COVID-19 or and of the Delta variant as folks who are unvaccinated. I encourage folks to really listen to the experts and, you know, don't look at this as an issue of your personal freedoms, but look at it as an issue of, you know, how we can best, you know, protect our fellow man and the common good, you know, our children who are not able to be vaccinated right now. So anyway, not to get on a soapbox about that, but, you know, I think it's very important. And, you know, let's just let's do what we know to be right, which is get vaccinated, wear a mask, help each other. And we can get past this. We can get past this this scourge that has beheld us for the past 2 years, you know. So I really encourage folks to you know, to follow, well, not follow, but listen to experts and do what we need to do in order to get on the other side of this.
Final thing for you here, Tim, in the couple minutes that we've got left, any final comments that you'd like to make or things you'd like to share on our way out of this conversation?
Yes. Again, I want to thank you, David, for the opportunity to speak to everyone today. Any folks that are listening, I know you're going to help get my information out there, but timforboone@gmail.com, Tim for Boone on Twitter and Instagram, Tim Futrell for Boone Mayor on Facebook. I welcome you to contact me. I look forward to conversations that we can have. I'm pretty open to talking about just about anything anyone would want to talk about. And if you have issues, questions, concerns, I take compliments as well. But really just, you know, thank you for listening and thank you for giving me the opportunity to voice what I think is important for our community. Get out and vote. This is, you know, one of the most important things we do as citizens of our great country. And I believe it to really be one of the great exercises that we are able to take advantage of, you know, as a civic duty. So we start voting in October, and I ask for your vote, and I appreciate your support. And I look forward to hearing from anyone who'd like to speak with me. So thank you.
Well, Tim, thank you again. And again, as I've told all of the candidates, it is no small feat these days to be willing to put your name on a ballot. So we appreciate you just being willing to do that and put your name out there and your ideas out there for people to consider. We wish you nothing but the best, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in October.
Thank you. I'm honored for the opportunity, and I appreciate it. Thank you all.